Deutsche Welle News.
This is Mark Russman in Bonn. Greek political leaders face crunch talks on Tuesday to hammer out a deal and unpopular reforms aimed at averting a debt default which could threaten its future in the eurozone. On Monday, the Greek government announced it will cut 15,000 state jobs this year. Public sector layoffs have long been a taboo subject in Greece since the Constitution protects state workers from being fired. Greece's two main unions have called a 24-hour general strike for Tuesday. On Monday, German Chancellor Angela Merkel told Greece to make up its mind fast on accepting the terms of the new bailout, but the country's political leaders responded by delaying their decision for yet another day. Greece needs the 130 billion euro bailout money by mid-March to meet big debt repayments, but tempers are rising in the EU over what it sees as Greek dithering on implementing reforms. The Syrian army has fired hundreds of shells and mortars into populated areas of the city of Homs. Activists say at least 50 people, mostly civilians, have been killed, with scores of others injured. They say it is the heaviest bombardment since the anti-government protests against the regime of President Bashar al-Assad began last March. They urge the international community to act quickly to prevent further massacres. After the failure of the UN Security Council to reach a resolution, Western powers are trying to keep pressure on Damascus. Europe and the United States are pressing for fresh sanctions to try to dry up arms shipments to Syria. On Monday, the U.S. closed its embassy in Damascus and pulled out all diplomatic staff. Britain also recalled its ambassador. German Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle said Germany would coordinate any diplomatic action with its allies. Rival Palestinian factions Fatah and Hamas have agreed that Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas will head an interim unity government that will prepare for a new election scheduled for May. Abbas and Hamas chief Khalid Mashal signed the agreement on Monday in Doha, the capital of Qatar, whose government helped broker the deal. The deal removes a major stumbling block to carrying out a reconciliation accord signed by the two Palestinian movements last year. Palestine has been politically divided between the Gaza Strip and West Bank since 2006. The move drew a sharp response from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who warned Abbas that his alliance with Hamas would doom peace efforts. U.S. President Barack Obama has unveiled new sanctions on Iran's central bank, tightening an economic chokehold, with speculation over a possible Israeli strike on Tehran's nuclear program. Obama insists the tough range of U.S. and European sanctions is making it more difficult for Iran to pay for euro and dollar-denominated goods. But Tehran is now looking increasingly to Asia for commerce and trade opportunities. Obama has refused to take the option of a U.S. military strike on Iran's nuclear facilities off the table. Iran denies its nuclear program is intended to build an atomic arsenal. You're listening to Deutsche Welle Radio News. A powerful blast followed by heavy gunfire has shaken a police station in Nigeria's northern city of Kano. The local police chief said gunmen had attacked the police station in the Sharada industrial area, but had no further details. It's the latest assault by suspected Islamist militants on the country's second biggest urban center. The International Monetary Fund on Monday agreed to boost financing for Djibouti by another $14 million to help the country deal with the impact of a drought in the Horn of Africa and an increase in global commodity prices. Drought late last year hit countries in the Horn of Africa, including Somalia, Ethiopia, Kenya, and Djibouti, putting more than 13 million people at risk of starvation. Central Europe is seeing some freezing temperatures lower than any ever recorded. A record low of minus 29 degrees Celsius has been registered in several parts of eastern Germany, making transportation difficult in several areas. Many rivers in Germany, like the Elbe, and on inland waterways across Bavaria, are seeing so much ice that shipping has come to a standstill. Rail services have literally ground to a halt in some locations, and many urban areas are running low of foodstuffs and supplies. Forecasts do not see the freezing temperatures letting up anytime soon. For more news and information, log on to our website at dwworld.de. Mark Rossmann, Deutsche Welle, Radio News.